Welcome to the Highlights from Ukraine podcast, your daily audio summary of the latest news reported in the Ukrainian media. Our Patreon supporters get access to a cool series on wartime life in Ukraine. The latest episode is about music in times of invasion. To join the club and get the access to all the episodes, please follow the link in the description to this podcast. This way, you will also help our podcast to develop. My name is Artem, and here is the news. For 165 days, Ukraine stands strong against the forces of the Russian invasion. Well-known American actress and producer Oscar winner Jessica Chastain visited Ukraine yesterday, reports Ukrainska Pravda. Chastain paid a visit to the Okhmadet Children's Hospital in Kyiv, where talked with children from Kherson and Chernigiv who were undergoing treatment. Chastain also went to liberated Irpin, Kyiv region. The Hollywood actress had a meeting with the president of Ukraine, Volodymyr Zelensky. After the meeting, Zelensky thanked Chastain for support and stressed that such visits of famous people are extremely valuable, as this way the world will hear, know and understand the truth about what is happening in Ukraine. In his evening video address, President of Ukraine Volodymyr Zelensky said that Russia has created a great threat by striking at the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant. Quote, "There is no such nation in the world that can feel safe when a terrorist state fires at a nuclear plant. God forbid, if something irreparable happens, no one will stop the wind that will spread the radioactive contamination," unquote. The president stressed that the principled response of the international community to these Russian attacks is needed right now. Volodymyr Zelensky informed that the situation in Donbas, Kharkiv regions and in the south of Ukraine remains very difficult. According to him, Ukraine's resistance there requires a lot of effort and unfortunately takes many lives. The president stressed that the key thing now is to get weapons for Ukraine's defense. He promised some good news to be announced this week from partners regarding support packages. Advisor to the head of the office of the president of Ukraine, Mykhailo Podolyak, gave an interview to the German media Tagesspiegel, reports LBUA. Podolyak stressed that Ukraine needs the supply of as many modern weapons as possible and hopes for the active participation of German Chancellor Olaf Scholz in this matter. According to him, in particular, Ukraine needs the supply of long-range artillery and rocket launcher systems, which will make it possible to effectively eliminate the enemy's logistical and material technical warehouses. Also, Ukraine needs more unmanned aerial vehicles, anti-aircraft systems, and armored vehicles. Podolyak believes that Russia wants to freeze the conflict for 6 months in order to bring new troops and weapons to the front line. He believes that if the West gets tired of the war, then Russia will strike again with all its might. The president of Ukraine reacted to reports that Russian invaders are preparing for fake referendums in the occupied areas of the south of Ukraine. He stressed that everyone who helps them in any way will be held accountable. Volodymyr Zelensky added that if the occupiers follow the path of these fake referendums, they will close for themselves any possibility of negotiations with Ukraine and the free world, which the Russian side will definitely need at a certain moment. Amnesty International released a statement saying that it deeply regrets the distress and anger that their press release on the Ukrainian military fighting tactics has caused, reports Interfax Ukraine. The Human Rights Group published the report on August 4, saying the presence of Ukrainian troops in residential areas endangers Ukrainian civilians. The statement caused public outcry both from politicians, regular citizens, and civil society, who accused the organization of trying to shift the blame onto the victim in this war, Ukraine, and not the aggressor, which is Russia. In protest, the head of the Ukrainian office of Amnesty International resigned. Later, Amnesty clarified that their conclusions were based on 19 documented cases, but this does not mean that Ukrainian forces are responsible for violations committed by Russian troops, nor that the Ukrainian military is not taking adequate precautions elsewhere in the country. Quote, "While we fully stand by our findings, we regret the pain caused," unquote, said Amnesty International. The General Staff of Ukraine informs that the Russian forces continue efforts to advance in various directions in the Donetsk region, reports Grunt Media. The enemy continues to conduct reconnaissance, sparing no personnel. Russian reconnaissance groups were detected and neutralized in the areas of Bakhmutske, Bakhmut, and Yakovlivka. The enemy tried to conduct assaults near Bakhmut, Zaitseve, Yakovlivka, and Vershina, but was unsuccessful and retreated. The Russian troops carried out unsuccessful offensive actions in the directions of Pisky, Nevelske, Andriivka, Marinka, and Shevchenko. Mayor of Melitopol Ivan Fedorov informed that the armed forces of Ukraine attacked temporary deployment points of enemy troops at industrial sites in occupied city with HIMARS missiles, reports Ukrainska Pravda. According to him, the preliminary estimates suggest that a significant amount of military equipment was destroyed, as well as more than 100 Russian soldiers. "We call on you to demand from governments of your countries to impose the toughest sanctions possible on Russia and its citizens to stop their invasion of Ukraine. Thank you."